tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 5th of May, 2026, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. Well, today I want to take a look at Spain, specifically what is happening in Spain after the Prime Minister legalised 500,000 illegal immigrants that had broken into Spain. This occurred a couple of weeks ago, and they've had all sorts of problems since. And before we get into all the sorts of problems that have happened since, I find it interesting that the mayor of London, the Pakistani heritage Sir Sadiq Khan, he has been praising this prime minister for actually doing this. He's very, very publicly praised him. You can look at the GB News headline. Sadiq Khan heaps praise on Brexit-hating socialist of Spanish Prime Minister who just handed 500,000 migrants legal status. And the quote at the top says, "We discussed Gaza, Europe and the shared values that unite London and Spain," the mayor revealed. And what he means there is that he would like to see all the illegal immigrants in Britain, he would like to see them legalised. That's what he means by the shared values that unite London and Spain. Whether that is the actual feeling of London, I don't know. He might be correct there, because London is now less than 40% indigenous British. The other 60% are all migrants. So he may well be correct by saying that it's a shared value that Spain has with London. He's certainly a left-leaning person, at any rate, and he supports all these lefty ideas. So let's have a look at the problems that this has actually caused in Spain. Because don't forget, Boris Johnson wanted to do this as well. I mean, it's not just the left-wing people that want to legalise all the illegal immigrants. It's also the supposedly right-wing politicians. Boris Johnson, he talked about doing this as well, and that it would be a good thing. So it's basically an ethno-nationalist thing to not want this. And it's a right-wing and a left-wing idea that this is the sort of thing that we should actually do. Well, it's caused all sorts of problems already in Spain, before you even look at the amount of money that it's actually going to cost. Again, I've got a GB News article here that I'll take my quotes from. "Spaniards admit migration is a real threat as hordes of arrivals storm embassies for legal status paperwork. Some 72% of young Spaniards have demanded migrants assimilate to Spanish customs and norms." What does that mean? Well, it means that the migrants are not turning into Spaniards. The migrants are continuing to follow their own customs and their own norms from the countries that they actually came from, which I would say is just common sense, because that's their ancestry. They're going to behave as their ancestors did because that's their ancestors. The Spaniards will behave in the way that their ancestors did because they are their Spanish ancestors. That's what causes behaviour. That's where culture comes from. It comes from the ethnic group. The ethnic group doesn't come from the culture. The culture comes from the ethnic group. So if you import people from vastly different ethnic groups into Spain, you're living in cloud cuckoo land if you think that they're going to behave as if they're Spaniards. They're going to behave as if they are Africans or Syrians or Palestinians or whatever their ethnic group is. "Spain's youth has admitted migration is a real threat," and that's in quote marks. Just as crowds of migrants climbed and stormed embassies and climbed over walls in a rush for their legal status paperwork under a controversial amnesty. This is interesting that it's the youth that are saying that this is a real threat as well. I mean, it sort of indicates that the Zoomers are moving towards the right. You can imagine that people that are still at school, they'll be left-wing because that's what they would have been taught to be by their teachers. As soon as they start thinking for themselves and they can see the problems that are occurring, then they're going to move to the right and they're going to be against immigration. So it's good to see that that is now happening in Spain. The study, titled Jóvenes Españoles 2026, was published by Spanish non-profit Fundación SM. Surveying young Spaniards between the age of 15 to 24, the study found skyrocketing fears that migration posed real threats. Well, of course it does. You're effectively inviting a foreign army into your country, aren't you? That's what migration does. As we talked about last Friday with Grandpa Dan, a lot of the people that come are going to be criminals in their own countries because they're going to be wanted by the police in their own country. They're going to find it much easier to carry out their criminal activities in a foreign country than in their own country, because people will know who they are in their own country. If they come to a foreign country, people are going to have difficulty telling them apart from the rest of their people group. And that's not a racist thing to say, I don't believe. It's just that people do have difficulty upon seeing members of a different ethnic group. We tend to have difficulty in actually telling them apart and showing these little differences and identifying them. We can say, oh, well, it was a man of African heritage, for instance, that carried out the attack. But difficult to actually pinpoint exactly which man of African heritage it was, because the victim was not a person of African heritage. So it's going to be easier for migrants to carry out crimes in foreign countries than it is in their own countries, where people are going to know who they are and they're going to know to be wary of them. More than 6 in 10 respondents said that the presence of migrants had resulted in a growth of delinquency, and 65.6% agreed that there are starting to be too many migrants in Spain. Well, if that's the general feeling of the population, and it's a democratic country, why has the Prime Minister just legalised 500,000 of them? If it's quite clear that the population think that there are already too many migrants in Spain, why is he legalising them and creating a magnet for more migrants to come there? And 6 in 10 are saying that migrants had resulted in a growth of delinquency. I think delinquency is criminality, effectively. So they're saying there has been a rise in criminality, just as there has been in every country that has decided to go about a policy of mass migration. There's been a huge increase in criminality. And you can posit lots of different reasons for that. You can say that the reason for it is that the criminals from one country are now coming over to this other country because they perceive that it's going to be easier for them to carry out crimes. You could say that it could be because these people are of a lower average IQ, and having a lower average IQ predicts criminality. If you have an IQ of around 70, then you're far more likely to be a criminal than if you have an IQ of around 100, for instance. White people have an IQ of 100. Black Africans have an average IQ of 70. That's quite a big difference. And I would imagine that a lot of the migrants that are making their way into Spain are coming from Africa, and that they are black Africans. And I don't think that it's that 6 in 10 of these respondents have looked at the IQ statistics and follow American Renaissance, for instance. I think it's because they actually see with their own eyes that it's migrants that are responsible for carrying out a lot of the crime that they see. 58.9% of respondents agreed with the statement, "We make things too easy for migrants." And again, that's the same everywhere. It's like there is a two-tier system. You're a second-class citizen if you're an indigenous white man in your own country. You will be treated as a second-class citizen. There will be laws to prevent you from complaining about the state of affairs. There will be laws to penalise you more than one of these imported foreigners for carrying out a crime, because they would be able to say, oh, well, it was racially motivated. He called me a racial slur before he attacked me, Your Honour. Which means that the white person will get an extra couple of years on the sentence. So clearly we have a two-tier system where the indigenous British people are being treated in a different way to the newcomers. And it's the same thing in Spain. And 60% of the respondents to this survey agreed with that and said we make things too easy for migrants. This was an increase from only 30% in agreement when the survey was last conducted in 2020. So that's doubled. So just in the last 6 years, it's gone from 30% of people thinking migrants have it too easy to 60% of people. And the government's response to that is to make it even easier for them, to give them all legal status. There was also a significant rise in support for migrants to assimilate to Spanish customs and norms, with 72% of respondents agreeing with the sentiment. And again, I don't think that's a reasonable I don't think that's a reasonable thing to expect to occur. I think if you have migrants in your country, they're going to behave in the same way that they behave in their home country. They're not going to change in some way. Their ancestry doesn't change. The minute they set foot on the soil of Spain or England, they're going to behave in the way that their ancestors did, not in the way that the people whose country it is that they have moved into behave. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez issued a royal decree earlier this year which granted over 500,000 migrants legal status. The decree, approved on April 14th, has resulted in migrants attempting to scale embassy walls, waiting in line for hours, and staying overnight to get their documentation officially stamped. So we're effectively seeing a stampede of these illegal immigrants who were criminals before because they broke into the country. Now they're being told that they can be legalized. And of course, once they're legalized, they can claim benefits straight away, can't they? So they're going to be a huge drain on the economy. The move resulted in criticism from right-wing party Vox, with a spokesman Pepa Milan warning that the plan attacks our identity. Again, this is the point that they're effectively saying, if these people can then call themselves Spaniards, what does the word Spaniard even mean? If an African can be called a Spaniard, that's attacking the Spanish identity. That's effectively erasing the Spanish identity and saying that anybody can be Spanish. It's the same thing in Britain. Although a foreign person may have a British passport, which makes them a British citizen, that does not make them a British person. It doesn't make them an Englishman or a Scotsman. It makes them a Somalian with a British passport. It makes them a British citizen. So Vox are quite right to say that this plan attacks the Spanish identity. If you're going to give Spanish passports to all of these probably 90% Africans that have broken into the country. Also slamming the decision was SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, who said on social media, "Dirty Sanchez is guilty of high treason." Of course, it is treason, isn't it? Giving away your country to another foreign racial group, effectively giving away your identity to a foreign group. Responding to his critics, the leader of the Spanish Socialist Workers' Party, Mr. Sanchez, said, "Spain is the daughter of migration and will not become the mother of xenophobia." Well, Spain is the daughter of the Reconquista, surely. Years ago, Spain was conquered and occupied by Muslims. And the Spaniards rose up, and after, I believe, centuries, certainly more than decades, after centuries, the Spaniards rose up and threw off the yoke of the occupier. So that's where Spain came from. Spain is not the daughter of migration. It was migration that caused them to be occupied. And it was their xenophobia that caused them to free themselves and to rise up and to become a Spanish ethnostate again. And once they had done that, they became the great pioneers of the New World, discovering places in India, discovering places in America. They were great people, the Spaniards were. But the problem was, so many of them left Spain to conquer the New World that they had a brain drain, and after that they never reached such heights again, effectively, because they spread themselves too thinly. Because the alpha males from Spain all went out to India and America, and not enough of them remained in Spain. So Spain is certainly not the daughter of migration. And I don't think it's not xenophobia. It's not fear of foreigners, which is why people didn't want these illegal migrants to be legalized. It's concern for the country, concern for their motherland, and concern for their own people, and not wanting their identity to be stolen from them. That's not fear of foreigners, is it? Not wanting your identity to be stolen. It's something that any right-minded person would not want to happen. The survey did, however, find a drop in support for the belief that migrants take away jobs from Spanish youth, dropping to 43% of respondents from 78% in 2005. And that's interesting, because quite clearly, if you have a non-Spanish person doing a job in Spain, they are doing a job that the Spanish youth could have done if that foreigner had not actually been there. So I don't understand why this would actually drop. I mean, you could say that maybe some of these foreigners that are in Spain, they create their own businesses. But if there is a need for something and a business can be created and there isn't a foreigner there, then quite clearly the Spanish are going to have to provide that business and develop that business and cater to that need. So I don't really understand how any of them can think that the migrants don't take away jobs from the Spanish youth. They say quite clearly they're taking away the resources that are there. The study also revealed that 51% of respondents agreed with the belief that migration is economically necessary. And I would agree with that, which people might be surprised at. But because of our economic system, because of our financial system, because it is based upon usury, it has become economically necessary to increase the number of people in the country at all times and to keep increasing in order for them to the debt to increase, because effectively the only way that you can have funds in circulation is if you have people in debt. So that the more people that are in debt, the more funds there are in circulation, the more funds there are in circulation, the more interest that can be charged on those debts is essentially what happens. So migration has become economically necessary because we have usury in our financial system. But I'm not sure that these young Spaniards are understanding that. They probably just understand that they've been told that migration is economically necessary. Researchers said the figures reflect a normalisation of the migrant population presence in the workforce. And I guess what they mean there is because people are no longer saying that they've actually taken their jobs. But as I say, clearly they have taken their jobs. Political ideology was the main factor for support of migration, followed by education level and social class. And that's interesting as well. Because to support migration, effectively, it means supporting a policy that is harmful to your group. And the reasons why people seek to do harm to their group is political ideology, because they support the left wing, and that's the left wing ideology. And then followed by education level. So the more people go to school, the longer they spend at school by going into college and then going into university, the more they're going to support migration. And that's because they've been brainwashed to support it by the professors and the lecturers at the university. Social class is interesting as well, because the people that are at the lower classes, they're the ones that have to see the results of migration close up. They're the ones whose children end up being raped by the grooming gangs. They're the ones whose children end up being beaten up by the black gangs at school. They're the ones that see that their housing, their council housing, is being filled up by foreigners while they're still on the waiting list for 10 years. So it's the people at the bottom of stratification of society that actually see close up what the effects of migration are. So they become against migration. the people at the top of society can afford to live in communities that are far away from the multiculturalism, and they're the ones that support migration. And they look down their nose at the people on the lower social classes for being against it. And they think, oh, they're just paranoid about foreigners. They just don't like the skin colour. They just hate other people. All these stupid ideas that the people at the top of society come out with as reasons for why people don't want to be replaced. When that the fact of the matter is, people don't want to be replaced, and the people at in the lower classes are the ones that most have the problems with multiculturalism, because it's forced upon them. It's not forced upon the people at the top of society. It found higher support for inclusive views and integration among women. Now there's a surprise. Young people with higher levels of education and people who identified as being left-wing. And of course, women think more emotionally than men. Men tend to think logically. And they think logically about this problem, whereas women think with their feelings. And they just see these poor foreign children drowning at sea, starving in their own countries. Wouldn't it be so much better if we just had them over here and we solved all their problems for them? And that's effectively the way that women think. And it's necessary that they think like that, because they need to think like that with children. So they look after children. They're used to looking after children. They're programmed to look after toddlers. And they look upon these foreigners as just other toddlers that need caring for. And if women stopped thinking like that, then you would have all sorts of dangerous situations that could actually happen to your children. So it is necessary for women to think like that. But it is also necessary for us to understand that there are differences in the way that men and women think about things. This is why men ran society before, up until the last 50 years when we had feminism. Men always ran societies because men thought logically. And you need to think logically. If you don't think logically and you just think based upon your emotions, you end up in the situation that we are now, rapidly being replaced by foreigners. A study found a 12% reduction in young Spaniards who identified as being on the left, and a 14% growth in Spaniards who identified as being on the right, particularly in young male Catholic Spaniards. Well, that is extremely encouraging, isn't it? And also that not just moving to the right, but particularly moving towards Catholicism, which is traditionalism. Whichever way you look at it, Catholicism is traditionalism. It is a traditionalist religion. It's not Protestantism, for instance. And they're moving towards the right. That is extremely encouraging. The decision to grant legal status to the migrants has seen support from the Catholic Church, with applications for the scheme accepted until June 30th, the day Pope Leo XIV will begin a week-long visit to Spain. And again, that's interesting. The young people are against migration. They're turning right-wing. They join the Catholic Church because they want to be traditionalist, but the head of the Catholic Church supports migration and is left-wing. You know, this basically says that all of our institutions are now occupied by this left-wing, self-hating ideology. The formal reason for the Pontiff's visit is to inaugurate the new Tower of Sagrada Familia, but it is expected he will dwell on the plight of immigrants during this tour. And of course, that is something that the Pope does. He talks about immigrants a lot of the time. He's misled, effectively. I mean, we've had previous popes talk about how Jesus was apparently an immigrant because he went to Egypt. Well, Egypt was white at the time. It was won by Romans. Judea was white at the time and it was run by Romans. It was rather the equivalent of moving from England to Wales for a year or two. It certainly wasn't travelling over to the other side of the world in order to take advantage of the benefits scheme. Let's have a look at another article here, talking about these problems that have occurred. And what we had in that last one there was the way that the young Spaniards are viewing migration, which is very encouraging. Now we'll look at the problems that have occurred because of migration, specifically this legalising of it. The headline is, Spain's mass migrant amnesty process collapses social services all over Madrid. And this article comes from Breitbart. The Spanish government's ongoing mass amnesty for illegal migrants has already caused a functional collapse of social services across Madrid, a report states. I mean, it's only been going for about a month, and it's collapsed the social security system already. The administration of socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is presently on the first weeks of its highly controversial plan to grant as many as 500,000 illegal migrants with legal residence status and work permits, provided they comply with a list of extremely lax and questionably enforced requirements. The amnesty plan officially went into action in mid-April and will run through the end of June. And it looks like they're not actually being enforced, these requirements. They're effectively just giving it to anybody that turns up. They get permission to work, of course. Well, that's good. They can go to work. But then not so good when you think, well, if they're going to work, they're going to undercut the Spaniards, aren't they? And the other side of it is that they're given legal residency status, which means that they'll be able to claim social security benefits. So a lot of them are just going to end up on benefits. Unnamed Madrid municipal sources told Spanish publication Ocidario that the sheer workload imposed by the mass amnesty plan had collapsed local government offices across all of the autonomous community of Madrid and has led to significant delays in the local government's ability to assist Spanish families in need. So the Spaniards that need help from the social services, they're not getting the help because all the help is now being diverted towards these former illegal immigrants that broke into the country. So the resources are being directly transferred over from the Spaniards in need to the foreigners that broke into the country. David Conde, the mayor of the southern Madrid town of Valdemoro, spoke with Ocidario and criticised the Spanish government for having executed the mass amnesty plans without sufficient planning or any coordination with local authorities, a situation that has caused appointment delays at the Valdemoro City Hall of as many as 15 days for local residents and families in need seeking government assistance, despite the best efforts of the municipality's social services personnel to avert such an outcome. I mean, what did this Prime Minister think was going to happen if he's just said, well, all the illegal migrants, all they have to do is come here and we'll give them papers saying that they can stay here? Of course, they're going to collapse the social security system, just like bundling into the offices to get the paperwork, aren't they? Social services professionals at the Valdemoro City Council cannot issue public documents without the administrative rigor that this requires. So again, this is why they're not actually enforcing all the things that they're supposed to be enforcing, because they literally haven't got the time or the people in order to do that and to get that done. It seems that the government views migrants as objects to be distributed, but they are people and we simply cannot keep up with the demand to assist them properly, Conde told Ocidario. So it seems that not only are these people being legalised, they're being housed as well. That's what it's saying here. The government sees the migrants as objects to be distributed. So they're all turning up here expecting the social services to find them somewhere to live. These circumstances are severely disrupting the regular work of municipal employees as well as services for the rest of the town's population. Well, this is what happens with migration, isn't it? You take the resources of one group and you distribute them to another group. On Monday, Conde used his social media accounts to publish a copy of a letter he sent to Francisco Martin Aguirre, the Spanish government's official delegate to the community of Madrid, in which he denounced the devastating impact that the mass amnesty processing has had to his municipality's operational capacities, stressing that his office is facing a progressive collapse of all municipal services involved in the amnesty. He warned that the town hall does not have the human resources to diligently attend local residents and migrant amnesty submissions at the same time, leading to deficiencies in basic services that have nothing to do with the ordinary municipal management. Deficiencies in basic services, that means the things that are most required by the Spaniards, they're not getting them because they're all being concentrated on helping out these former illegal immigrants. Okidario reported that a similar situation is being experienced in the town of Pinto, led by Mayor Solomon Aguado, where illegal immigrants have collapsed the town hall's citizen services decision. So many of them basically just demanding things from the state, and the authorities don't have the resources to do this. They can't even fill out the paperwork correctly because they've got so many of them coming in. Insiders said migrants are presenting themselves to the town hall seeking to get a stamp on their certificate of vulnerable status, with the forms already being pre-filled. Something that cannot be done because for a staff member to sign a certificate, they have to have conducted an interview and a follow-up first. Now, this is interesting. They're all saying that they need to be given a certificate of vulnerable status. I should imagine if you have a certificate of vulnerable status, then the state has to house you, doesn't it? And it has to provide you with food because you're vulnerable. You're not able to actually do that for yourself. So all of these illegal immigrants that supposedly are going to all do the jobs that the Spaniards don't want, in actual fact, they're all claiming that they're vulnerable and they need help from the state, which, of course, again, diverts the resources away from the Spaniards who built the system in the first place, diverts it away from them and into the hands of what it says here, a horde of people that have descended upon Spain, a horde of foreigners. Like Mayor Conde, Pinto also reportedly issued a letter to the Spanish government representative in Madrid, criticising that the amnesty decree was processed in a completely unilateral manner without the involvement of the local governments that are now bearing the bureaucratic burden of it. So the Prime Minister didn't even think to discuss this with the people to do with social services in the first place. It just came down as a royal decree. All of these foreigners are now to be made into Spanish citizens. The oversaturation and collapse of public services caused by the mass amnesty process has not been limited to local town hall offices. Last week, Spanish outlets reported that offices of Spain's national postal services, Correos, have collapsed due to the overwhelming amount of migrants seeking to submit their mass amnesty requests. The Spanish government is using a significant amount of Correos locations across Spain as reception centres for amnesty applications. So I guess they get their amnesty application. Once they've got that, they go to the council offices to get their vulnerable status stamped, and then they have to be given somewhere to live and food to live on. Most alarmingly, local outlets reported this week that Correos issued an operation manual to its personnel with instructions as to how to process the amnesty applications. Initially, versions of the manual reportedly omitted to detail that migrants must attach a certificate of possessing no criminal records to their applications, a quote-unquote mistake that could have led to hundreds of applications being erroneously filed. And of course, if they let one group of people in without having to show that they don't actually have a criminal record, they're going to have to do the same for everybody else, aren't they? Otherwise, they're going to be accused of being unfair. And it effectively means that a lot of criminals are going to be given Spanish status. And they're going to be told that they're the same as the Spaniards because they have Spanish citizenship. They're entitled to Spanish housing and Spanish food. And yet this is carried out by a democratically elected prime minister who is supposed to be basically applying the will of the people. And yet we just saw in the earlier article with the surveys that were being carried out, this is not the will of the people. The Spaniards don't want this to happen. So whose will is it that is being applied here? Whose will is it that the Spaniards get replaced by Africans? And why is it going on everywhere in Europe, in every formerly white country? That is a question that needs answering. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow, and I will be back tomorrow with the assistant editor of Heritage and Destiny, Peter Rushton, because there is a new edition of Heritage and Destiny out. So he will be on the show tomorrow, and we will be discussing the news stories that are in that wonderful magazine. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless, and hail victory.